1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Mike Kinzel and Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, we're at 56 degrees now, long way from 70, though.
Well, we're getting up there. 74, the expected high today under mostly cloudy skies. Showers and thunderstorms should hopefully hold off until this evening.
There are now two Terrys in the running for the 26th District Assembly seat. The first Terry to announce his candidacy this morning was Terry Van Akron, former mayor, the man who held that seat for 8 years before losing to Mike Ensley in 2010.
I've had local people and people in Madison that I work with both contact me, encouraging me to run since this was an open seat. And it's the time, best time to look and possibly do that. And so this would be the perfect timing for me.
So far, Van Akron's the only Democrat in that race. Rusty, the other Terry?
That would be Utsberg banker Terry Katsma, who also announced his candidacy this morning. Katsma said he has spent 34 years in the banking industry, and now he's ready to serve in the public sector.
We got to continue to cut spending and control and have reasonable tax rates. There has to be we got to work. Biggest thing right now is government regulations that's causing businesses to stifle their growth, and that has to be in control.
Katsma will face Job Hussein in the GOP primary in August.
Well, for the second time in 3 days, a federal judge has ordered a halt to that John Doe probe into campaign activities for the state recall elections this morning. Judge Rudolph Rand had decided that a separate appeal by prosecutors to keep the investigation going was frivolous. Therefore, his preliminary injunction from Tuesday went back into place. The John Doe stops. In that appeal, prosecutors claimed they were immune from a federal civil rights suit filed by the Wisconsin Club for Growth, one of the targets in that John Doe. Well, Randa had ruled earlier the prosecution was not immune from a federal lawsuit. The nearly two-year-old John Doe probe looking into allegations of illegal campaign coordination between outside groups and Republican recall election candidates in 2011 and 2012, including Governor Scott Walker. Walker says all of this is just one more thing for him to deal with.
To me, I viewed it as a sideshow attraction. The bottom line is I haven't lost focus on what people hired me to do.
More heavy thunderstorms are predicted for Wisconsin this afternoon, and some could be severe this evening, especially in the western half of the state. National Weather Service doesn't have any watches or warnings in effect right now, but it did say that large hail, damaging winds are possible, along with a slight threat of tornadoes in western and central areas. But for now, southern Wisconsin enjoying what could be the best day of the year. By 10 o'clock this morning, most places were in the 70s, still 60s and 50s most everywhere else.
Not us, right?
And it would be a second straight day of strong storms, coupled last night with Pete, a dime-sized hill in north-central parts of the state.
A 27-year-old Fond du Lac man's been arrested for setting an apartment complex fire that displaced four families. If you recall, the blaze early last Friday morning destroyed one apartment, damaged three others in a 12-unit complex. Assistant Police Chief Steve Klein said an argument apparently precipitated that fire.
There was an argument that took place between the suspect and one of the tenants of the apartment complex. We believe that argument led up to and precipitated the fire.
Unfortunately, nobody was injured. The suspect was arrested yesterday, facing arson, burglary, and criminal damage to property charges.
Nigeria's president is promising to find the nearly 300 schoolgirls that have been missing for over 3 weeks, and the U.S. flies in a team of experts to help. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither has more.
Desperate fathers headed into a dangerous forest in northeastern Nigeria in search of their daughters, missing since last Tuesday. Many families say the government's security forces aren't doing enough to rescue them. At least 200 girls remain missing after being kidnapped from school by suspected Islamist militants. Dozens were lucky to escape. This girl got away. She says at first she thought the militants were soldiers and they asked them all to board a vehicle. The government is facing mounting criticism over its failure to stop the Boko Haram terrorist network. The name means Western education is forbidden. Emily with a Fox Radio.
State Justice Department filed briefs in the federal appeals court yesterday in that case involving deer hunting at night. Federal Judge Barbara Crabb has refused to reconsider her 1991 decision banning nighttime hunting. Chippewa Indians had argued it should be allowed since the state had allowed wolf hunting at night. The Justice Department brief said the state has used night hunting, but only to solve various problems They said the general public has not been allowed to hunt deer at night since 1989. No word on when a decision is expected.
Authorities in Oshkosh are considering juvenile delinquency actions against a 12-year-old girl and three teenage boys involved in the trading of lewd photos and text messages, better known as sexting. Officials at the Valley Christian School called police when they learned about the photos. By the time police met with the youngsters this week, the photos had been deleted from their cell phones, but they confessed the activity, which occurred about 3 weeks ago. A police official said the girl appeared to be pressured by the three boys when she sent them nude photos of herself. Officials said one of the boys, their ages 14 and 15, also sent a nude picture of himself to the girl.
Well, if you're shipping a big, bulky package by FedEx, get ready to pay a lot more starting in 2015. FedEx says all of its ground packages will be priced according to their size, not just their weight. It's estimated the new policy will increase shipping costs by hundreds of millions of dollars.
That's oh, my.
Forecast, Rusty.
Mostly cloudy. Showers and thunderstorms should hold off until the evening. We should get to 74 for a high today, 58 for a low tonight, and still a few chances of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, 68 for a high.
And we had a little drizzle this morning, but nothing heavy. Right now we're at 57 degrees. As we get back to Rush Limbaugh on WHBL, WHBL News Time at 12:06.